For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder, the Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Join us next Sunday for Kevin Passaro's interview with Dr. Michael Greger on how not to die. That's going to be interesting. I like that title. Now, today, we're quite honored to interview Dr. Bernarda Zenker, a board-certified family physician through the American Academy of Family Medicine. Dr. Zenker integrates traditional, alternative, nutritional, and complementary medicine treatments of chronic diseases. Her special interest is in integrating physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Now, our topic today is genomic medicine, specifically methylation, what it is, why it is important, and how to assess and treat for methylation dysfunctions. This may be a new word to many of you, but you're going to find out it's extremely important to each and every one of you. So welcome to the show, Dr. Zenker.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, and I love the message you're going to share. Methylation is one of my favorite areas in nutritional medicine and medical nutrition. So I am glad we're tackling it. We have talked about it on the show before, but we need to really go into the basics as to genomics and specifically methylation. Can you guide us?
I will certainly do my best, and by all means, stop and question me as we go along. Methylation is a emerging dinosaur in the area of medicine and the whole area of genomic medication, because it is the bedrock out of which so many problems have developed throughout the centuries. And many doctors and many clinicians are now beginning to grapple with this whole idea of what is methylation. And it's come to the forefront since the human genome was mapped back in the 1990s. Since the human genome was mapped, we're able to look at enzyme sequences and have begun to realize that many of the problems that patients have eluded medicine up until now, because the problems that patients have had, such as perhaps fatigue, fibromyalgia, insomnia, anxiety, some mood disturbances, are based actually in their genetics. And since the human genome has been mapped, we can see the enzymes. Some of the enzymes are abnormal, and we have been able to develop what we call bypasses, ways to circumvent some of these genetic mutations. And ultimately, the patient's problems have relief then. And so it's such an exciting field to be involved in. And it's why it's now become so important. And so many, many people are beginning to look at this. And it's something we can do. It's something that it's a new tool in our toolbox, so to say, as to how we can help individuals.
Well, you explained that so succinctly, and when I think back in my educational process, genes were hardwired, they were everything, there was nothing you could do about it. I actually was taught that you could not do anything about heart disease until someone had a heart attack. Now, that was back in the 60s. And, of course, we know differently now. And one of my colleagues was on the team at NIH that discovered epigenetics, that genes have plasticity, and they can be helpful or harmful based on what we do. And that's what I hear you saying. That's the good news. You may have a faulty gene variant. That's the bad news. But the good news is you can do something about it. Could you expand on this topic? Because it's brand new to even many professionals.
Yes, absolutely. And I love the word that you use, plasticity, and that you can turn genes on and you can turn genes off. The earliest, most famous enzyme that was given massive amounts of research money was the enzyme MTHFR. It's only one of the thousands of enzymes in the body. We think there's about 25,000 enzymes in the body, of which there can be millions and millions of genetic mutations. But this one particular enzyme, the MTHFR, is the first one that drew so much attention, and the implications of when it is abnormal, neural tube defects, lending toward spina bifida in children, and that if you could give folic acid and folate, you could bypass this enzyme defect, and that was the very first enzyme that we became aware of. And since then, what we now know is that there are many enzymes that you can influence both by bypassing their function if they are mutated with what we call a SNP, a single nucleotide polymorphism, is what a SNP refers to. You can bypass that. Or you can enhance the function of the enzyme by giving a cofactor, such as adequate minerals and vitamins are the cofactors. So I explain to patients frequently, you may have perfect enzymes, perfect genetics, but if you don't have enough cofactors, such as the vitamins and minerals that are needed, it's similar to having, for example, a Mercedes-Benz. Let's say you have a Mercedes-Benz in your driveway. It's filled with gas. It's ready to go, but there's no oil in the engine. That's the equivalent of a cofactor. You have to have oil in that engine. You also have to have good carburetors and spark plugs, or it won't be a very pleasant ride. It's the same way with our genetics. You can bypass some of the problems, but you also need the cofactors, and that's an exciting part of how we can influence the genetic pathways now.
Well, you do such an excellent job of tackling what is really very complex. And the MTHFR, tell us what that stands for. And we refer to it as MTHFR from now on, but they might as well know the full name.
Yes, MTHFR stands for methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase enzyme. And so that's a big mouthful, methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase. The last word ends in an A-S-E, which designates that it's an enzyme. All titles in chemistry and in biochemistry that end in an A-S-E, it means that it has enzymatic function. And so it is an enzyme that catalyzes, promotes the transfer of a methyl group onto a B12 to end up making methionine, which will go further into some methylation pathways. So it's that particular enzyme. There are other enzymes. For example, the MAT enzyme is an enzyme that I find very special and very important. It is an enzyme that is required in the body to make SAMe. Now, SAMe is available off of the shelf there at the health food store. And it is, for example, if someone has an MAT enzyme, methionine adenosyl transferase, is what MAT stands for, genetic mutation, we can bypass that mutation by encouraging someone to take SAMe, low-dose SAMe, would be a way to bypass that MAT enzyme. If the enzyme is normal, it still is not going to function, however, unless you have enough magnesium. Magnesium in the body is needed for that enzyme as well as many, many other enzymes as the cofactors. So those are two examples of enzymes that you can bypass. The MTHFR can be bypassed with methylfolate, and the MAT could be bypassed with SAMe, for example.
Well, that's important. And what I like is the fact that in medical nutrition, nutritional medicine, we don't just use one item because there's a balance. It's like the fingers on your hand. There's an interdependence in the nutrients. And so these cofactors are extremely important. We can't just start with one nutrient and say, let's see how that does. We have to give the cofactors. I liken this to making a very special stew or soup. And you wouldn't just put carrots in and see how that goes. You have to put all the other items that blend and make this delicious soup. And so it's quite different than when we give a medication to relieve pain, to break up a spasm. It's a very different approach. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. I love your analogy with a good soup. I love to put thyme, the herb thyme, in a good fresh vegetable soup. It just adds an additional flavor. So in terms of the balance of the nutrients, when we think about all of the many biochemical processes in the body, the cofactors that are needed, I mentioned magnesium is one. Equally as important is zinc. You must have zinc, and zinc is needed in about 350 different enzymatic pathways in the body in order for methylation to occur, for the transsulfuration pathway to occur. We need vitamin B6. When we think about zinc is so important for immune function, for wound healing. But when discussing zinc, I always remind my patients and clinicians that the balance is between zinc and copper. If you give too much zinc, copper's going to drop. If you give too much copper, zinc will drop. And you need both. You need copper, for example, to metabolize dopamine, which then is in the neurotransmitter pathway onto norepinephrine. And so there's this critical balance of nutrients that are needed. You need magnesium to absorb your calcium. So a good balanced approach, I do believe in nutritional supplements of very good quality. And I'd like to just comment just a bit about that. And when I talk about really good quality, the reason is that what we know is that some of the generic supplements, regretfully, have been documented to have problematic heavy metals in them. And the heavy metals, particularly lead, aluminum, mercury, and arsenic, can block these pathways of methylation.
You know, so, I'd like to expand on this because I think this is a critical piece.
It is absolutely critical.
In nutrition. So for those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information on methylation from Dr. Bernarda Zenker.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I want to remind you now, the Village Green's nutrition advisors have an exciting new tool to use, and it's called the Natural Medicines Comprehensive Database. And it's considered the most authoritative resource available. It provides unbiased, scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, and complementary alternative and integrative therapies. And speaking of those therapies, we are honored today to be interviewing Dr. Bernarda Zenker, and she's a board-certified family physician through the American Academy of Family Medicine, and she integrates traditional, alternative, nutritional, and complementary medicine treatments of chronic disease. And her special interest is in integrating physical, emotional, and spiritual health. And we are talking about one of her favorite subjects, genomic medicine, specifically methylation. And we have talked about what it is, a good explanation, and we're rolling now. Can we talk about so that the listeners have a concrete concept? What does methylation do for us? What systems are involved? What kind of symptoms are involved if we have methylation problems?
If someone, first let me just answer that methylation is a critical biochemical process in the body. It's going on all the time, millions of times every second in every cell of the body. The primary place that methylation occurs, however, is in the liver. As it's phase two of the liver in the detoxification pathways of getting yucky toxins out of our body, processed in the liver, secreted then into the bile or filtered out through the kidneys. So it's an absolute critical process. The two main gifts of methylation in the body, I say they're the most important words on a biochemistry pathway map, is in methylation, we will end up making two substances. One is SAMe, S-adenosyl methionine. SAMe is made in the methionine cycle of the pathway, and then in the transsulfuration cycle of the pathway, glutathione is made. Glutathione is the major antioxidant of the body, which helps to neutralize oxidative stress, which helps to pull toxins out of the bloodstream into the liver for processing. So if methylation is not working well, it's a downstream domino effect. We're not going to get enough glutathione being made. Consequently, toxins will then increase and build up, which can then circle back, feedback, turning off more of the pathways. And the second element that I mentioned was SAMe, S-adenosyl methionine, is a cofactor that is required for other enzymes in the body to work. The most famous of the enzymes are the COMT enzyme, the COMT enzyme, which does two major functions in the body. One is to break down neurotransmitters, norepinephrine. So if you're not making SAMe because methylation may be impaired, then COMT won't work well. It doesn't have the cofactor, and anxiety will develop, muscle tension will develop, insomnia will develop, and it all gets back to having good methylation processes working in order to make adequate SAMe. The other place the COMT enzyme works, I'll just mention this, is that the COMT enzyme is critical for breaking down estradiol. If COMT is not working because of not having SAMe, estradiol will increase and then put individuals at risk for heightened estrogen-sensitive cancers. So it all works together. It's multi-layering effects in this.
I like the you do such a good job of describing this. I call glutathione the garbage bag of detox, and that just like when you take garbage out of your home, you have to have garbage bags. You don't just empty the garbage. So we have to make new garbage bags. And I refer to toxins as being expensive because we use up our glutathione and then we have to make more. And as you said, there are many cofactors, many nutrients involved to support these systems. It's like a football team. You can't just send three or four members of your team out to play the other team. You're going to have problems. You're not going to win.
Exactly.
And you're going to be very disappointed. Yeah. So, yes, I like how you have pulled together this complexity. If someone has like hypomethylation, they don't have adequate methylation, what kinds of conditions can occur with that?
It would get back to thinking of if you don't have enough methylation occurring, you will not be making enough SAMe, for example. And if you don't have enough SAMe, which is the cofactor of thousands of methyltransferase enzymes, the most notable symptom that you could have is terrible anxiety. You could have panic attacks. You could have insomnia. That's one whole area that could be a consequence. Another consequence of not enough methylation, making enough SAMe, is the inhibition of another enzyme. It's the PEMT enzyme. PEMT stands for phosphatidylethanolamine methyltransferase. You can see why we abbreviate it, PEMT. If we don't have PEMT functioning, this is another one of my favorite enzymes to look at, we don't make enough choline. And for all of us over 50, I am particularly interested in this enzyme because choline is the basis of acetylcholine, which is the neurotransmitter for memory. So again, if we don't have SAMe, we don't have a functioning PEMT, which could downstream lead to memory issues. It could also lead to problems in the liver, fatty liver development, atherosclerotic processes, and just globally a wearing thin of the lipid bilayer. The lipid bilayer of every cell in the body, we estimate, is composed of about 40 to 50% phosphatidylcholine. So again, if we're not making enough choline, the ramifications are enormous all over the body. I've seen tremendous pain issues in individuals, fibromyalgia, simply because their PEMT was not functioning well. And when we bypassed that enzyme by giving phosphatidylcholine, the pain went completely away. It was a dramatic, the patient came back to see me and said, I really don't need to be here. And I was wondering why she was saying that. And she said, I just want to say thank you. I have suffered in chronic pain every day of my life for the last 20 years. And now I have zero pain whatsoever. And it was because of looking at her methylation pathways, supporting that PEMT enzyme. And the additional test that I did is I tested her choline level on an intracellular micronutrient test that is now available. We can look at a lot of these micronutrients and pinpoint where some of the glaring deficiencies are and support those areas. And for her, it was the choline because of that particular enzyme not working well. So we bypassed it.
Yeah, I think choline doesn't get enough PR for its benefits, and it's conditionally essential. And I think that's why it's sort of been set aside. We make it, so let's not worry about it. But the truth is, there are many people that do have these defects or inefficiencies and don't make enough. And they're also with aging. We're built to break down, and choline production declines. It's part
of it. It's absolutely critical. It's absolutely critical. And as I talk to other clinicians, I tell them, I say, you know, we're in the baby boomer age, and all of the, you know, anybody over 50 needs to be worried about choline because of their memory capacity. It's what's so beautiful is that it's available. 25 years ago, we didn't have it. 25 years ago, we didn't know about these enzymes, or at least in mainstream medicine. Perhaps some of the researchers at the NIH and at, you know, research institutions knew of this, but this is now becoming mainstream, and it's not only clinicians are learning about it, patients are learning about it and are bringing this to clinicians, which I find extremely gratifying and very, very exciting. For patients to become aware of this, consumers, I really think it's the consumers are pushing the nutritional medicine into the limelight, in encouraging doctors who may have heard a little bit about this in medical school to go back and look at these pathways, because the answers are here.
They certainly are. And for those of you who have tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with Dr. Bernarda Zenker, and our topic is genomic medicine, specifically methylation. We've been talking about how critically important it is in many processes in the body, and we've been talking about assessing for it and treating methylation dysfunction. We will carry on that conversation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please join Kevin Passaro next week for Dr. Michael Greger on How Not to Die. Now, today we are very honored to interview Dr. Bernarda Zenker, board-certified family physician through the American Academy of Family Medicine. She integrates traditional, alternative, nutritional, and complementary medicine treatments of chronic diseases. We're talking today about genomic medicine, about the genes and how they affect us and how we can influence them, both positively and negatively. And we're talking specifically about methylation, an extremely important process that the body requires. And we've been talking about some of the symptoms that can occur when our methylation is not going well. Can we talk a little bit more about that, Dr. Zenker?
Yes. If methylation isn't working well, it can be due to not only the precursor requirements, such as good amino acids from protein, for example, but due to the cofactors being deficient, such as your minerals and vitamins. And one of the problems that I've seen in my practice when something is not working well, for example, is chronic headaches. I have had several patients now who've had terrible migraines many times a week, or chronic tension headaches every day for decades. And when we start looking at their methylation pathways, supplementing them appropriately, the headaches become diminished and in some instances completely are resolved. One of the worst scenarios I can imagine, consequences of not paying attention to methylation, is the buildup of environmental toxins. To detoxify toxins out of the body, we have to have adequate glutathione. And regretfully, so many of our food substances that are not grown organic, for example, have pesticides and insecticides in the foods themselves. Many of our cosmetics have parabens and phthalates, for example, BPA out of plastics. They're getting absorbed. All of this is getting absorbed in the body. And glutathione made in methylation has to be plentiful to try to stay ahead of this avalanche of toxins. And the specific problem I just want to highlight here that is extremely concerning to endocrinologists and OBGYN is the dramatic decrease in fertility that is occurring worldwide. In the last 10 years, for example, we have seen male fertility decrease by about 40%. Very few consumers know this. And the researchers do recognize this, and when they're trying to get a handle on it, and what we think is that it's directly linked, or there seems to be a very strong association with the environmental toxins coming in and inhibiting, for example, sperm motility. So it's one more area that we're seeing problems with. In the upper Midwest, and I'm from Minnesota, in the upper Midwest, we seem to be having a marked increase in Parkinson's. And I know that there's some great research being done by the Mayo Clinic on this. And we think it has to do with pesticides and insecticides, particularly because this is the bedrock of the grain belt. And again, it's the toxins coming in. If methylation's not working, we don't make glutathione sufficiently, and so the toxins slowly build up, shutting down some of these pathways. When that's the case, it's wonderful. We now have glutathione that we can take as an oral supplement, for example, to help bypass this.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it because you just hit on my favorite area of nutrition, which is preconception, prenatal. And
it's tremendously important.
It is vital, and there's actually a new website that I've talked to listeners before, the Neurological Health Foundation. And what we've done is gotten very specific and very serious. It was stimulated by the many parents who have a child with autism, wanted to have more children, and wanted to find out more about their genomics and what they could do to be optimally healthy. So the advice on there is not simple. You rest, sleep well, eat well, drink water. It's not that simple. We do give a lot of really concrete and complex information for people. So I think this is so important. If we catch health here, we have a profound effect on generations to come. And you can talk more about that because that's
absolutely
my favorite.
Absolutely. And this is such a vital area that we need to be paying attention to. And I would encourage individuals of childbearing age, and when we think about preconception, being proactive with your own health and interventions, we're not talking about just 1 or 2 weeks. Of course, we want 1 or 2 weeks in place, but we're talking about 6 months to a year. Intervention, really working with good nutrition, good nutritional supplementation that can help bypass any blockages in these pathways, helping to diminish the toxins. Preconception, so at least 6 months, it would be the optimum that I would encourage young couples that are trying to conceive to be thinking about, and making sure that their nutritional supplements are of good quality. And let me just make a mention of two particular ingredients when I look at a nutritional supplement. I really encourage against nutritional supplements that have cyanocobalamin in it. Cyanocobalamin is the original vitamin B12 that was first on the market decades ago. But what cyanocobalamin is, it's cyanide and B12. And the cyanide will block segments, a buildup of cyanide will block segments of the electron transport chain in the mitochondria. And if this gets blocked over time, mitochondria will increase in their oxidative stress, and with sufficient stress will die. As mitochondria die, the cell dies. A cell dies, and this is part of the aging conundrum as well. When the cell dies, it's not the nucleus that is causing it. It's the deficiency in the mitochondria. So there's a lot we can do to help our mitochondria, and that's one nutrient I always look at. I'm always looking at also encouraging individuals to take nutritional supplements that have methyl folate in it as a constituent, not folic acid. Some of the newest research that is out suggests that folic acid in the body blocks folate receptors. And when that happens, the good folate has nowhere to act because their receptors are being blocked. So it's a compound problem. So getting good nutritional supplements that are of high quality. Regretfully, some of the supplements have been tested showing very high levels of cadmium coming in some of the generics. So I always stress with individuals, make sure that when you're buying nutritional supplements that they have really good, it's from a reputable company that has good credentials behind it, the good manufacturing processes, for example, that we like to see on those bottles, the GMP stamps. If we are elite athletes, and many of our young adults are in athletics, making sure that the nutritional supplements are certified safe for athletes, that we don't have surprise compounds like steroids monkeying with the nutritional supplements, especially, you know, this week the Olympics have been on. I'm just reminded of that. The quality is so important.
It is. And we've talked so much about what people can do to support these processes. And you mentioned the toxins. And I just want to emphasize that toxins are real inhibitors of so many enzymes. They're blockers of so many nutrients. And we spend our good nutrients, our healthy nutrients, like a bank account, the more toxins we're exposed to. And we're going to continue talking about this in the final segment. So if you've just tuned in to listen to us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Bernarda Zenker. We're talking about methylation, and we're talking about how important it is and how many influences it has on the body. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please join us next Sunday to listen to Kevin's discussion with Dr. Michael Greger on how not to die. Now, we've had this great conversation running through the show with Dr. Bernardo Zenker. She's a board-certified family physician through the American Academy of Family Medicine, and board certified in integrative medicine as well. And she does just that. She integrates traditional, alternative, nutritional, and complementary medicine treatments of chronic diseases. We've been talking about genomics, the genes, and we've been talking about methylation, a very specific MTHFR gene that affects methylation, that affects so much in the human body. And if we have methylation errors, if we're deficient, we can increase the risk for diabetes, chronic fatigue, cancers, embolisms, behavior changes, depressions, infertility, frequent miscarriages, allergies or chemical sensitivities, certainly spina bifida, cleft palate, neural tube defects, and even MS and other autoimmune disorders, also Hashimoto's, and again ADD, ADHD, and the dementias, schizophrenias, Alzheimer's, anxiety, and neurological problems. So when we say methylation is important, that list of what can happen if we don't compensate for methylation defects, and that requires seeing a physician, just like Dr. Zenker, getting tested appropriately for the genes and being treated appropriately with the nutrients that can make a difference. Dr. Zenker, what else do our listeners need to know about the effects of methylation?
Well, the one thing I would like them to understand is that when someone has a methylation defect, what that actually means is a methyl group. The biochemical structure of a methyl group is one carbon atom with three hydrogens hanging off of it, as if it were a charm on a bracelet. And it's this methyl group, a CH3, is what becomes attached to the DNA, and it helps to silence and to control abnormal behavior of the DNA and the enzymes. Without adequate methylation, the enzymes can just go like wildfire and accelerate in their behavior. And so methylation in many, many ways is a silencing of abnormal genetic production. And if we don't silence those particular enzymes, then that whole list of problems can occur, such as the fatigue, fibromyalgia, dementias that you talked about, mood disorders, anxiety, etc. The most recent area that I've been looking at are histamine problems, mast cell dysfunction, associated also with methylation problems. And I just want to highlight that because many people have gastrointestinal issues, and what we've just recently begun to appreciate is that when there are gastrointestinal issues and stomach issues, a leaky gut is a term that is frequently used, can be set up in our GI tract, and LPS, lipopolysaccharide, will increase because of this leaky gut problem, and LPS can backfire, setting off some of the enzymes, stopping some of the function of the enzymes from working appropriately, shutting down the whole methylation process. So I always encourage patients also to think of their GI tract, their stomach, and what's going on as the first line therapy. If our GI tract is not attended to, then that first line of defense is missing, and abnormal pathogens can set up, and then our nutrients cannot be absorbed appropriately. And then we go down this whole cascade domino effect of the problems that we've been talking about. So that would be one thing I would just encourage individuals to be realizing. A healthy GI tract is the very first thing to be looking at as we're looking at optimal health for nutrient absorption. We can do a lot to bypass some of the problems once they're detected, but prevention, an ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure, and we see that over and over and over again. You did mention, Dana, that there is testing available. Clinicians can test for MTHFR, enzymatic methylation problems. There are lots of new companies on the market where clients can get testing of their genetics. It's available through different companies. It's available through your doctor's office. Kits can be purchased off of the web, and saliva samples can be sent in. There are some testing companies that use blood spots, a few drops of blood, to do testing. But once you have those results, then once we know where the defects are, we can bypass many of the defects with appropriate intervention and with the cofactors that we need to prevent some of the problems of methylation.
Yes, that's so important, and that the testing is available. It is certainly less expensive than it used to be as supply and demand go.
Yeah.
It can be quite cost effective. And it's so important. I think the more we can test on our DNA, the more information. It's like adjusting legs on a table. If you are only looking at one leg, that's not enough information. And you mentioned the cohort of involved genes, the COMT. There's also the CBS gene, and they all have cute little nicknames. We shorten them, of course. But these affect each other. So when we know more about our genome, we can make better decisions. And having said that, we all know that we don't know as much about genomics as we will. It's still new.
It is still new, and we are just now beginning to understand the compound effects. You mentioned several enzymes, several gene names, the MTHFR, the CBS, the COMT. If all of those are impaired, you can just imagine it's a multiplication effect. It's not just additive. It multiplies, and so finding out as much as we can about our individual genetics, I tell clinicians, I tell doctors this all the time, the single most important piece of information an individual can have is to know their genetic profile. Because once you know it, it's what you were born with and it's what you're going to die with, but it can be influenced and you can work with it and you can bypass many of the genetics. And so I just encourage people to be looking in this direction and then find clinicians that are knowledgeable in how to read a report and advise the appropriate sequencing of nutritional supplements to be able to help these pathways turn on and function the way they were optimally intended to do.
Very well said. Very well said. We talked about some of the nutrients that are important, and I know we could go on and on. We talked about amino acids, minerals, magnesium, the balance of zinc and copper, the types of B vitamins. You cautioned about using the methylated forms of folic acid and explained very nicely how important that is. Also the cofactors B6, active other B vitamins, and methylated and adenosyl or hydroxy B12 is helpful. And I'm going back to the toxicity because you really covered the glutathione so nicely and the support that we can get from the amino acids that have sulfur, since sulfur is part of glutathione, and I call it the magnet for toxins, and lipoic acid that the body makes, but it does generate glutathione, and that can be helpful. So there are other factors. What final words of wisdom do you have for our audience?
Probably the most important thing I would like to leave with our listeners is that you need the full orchestra. You know, and a violin concerto is beautiful, or Rhapsody in Blue is wonderful to listen to, but you need the full orchestra of these nutrients working together. And so I would caution against zeroing in on only one nutrient or an individual in isolation, because more harm may be done in that way. Getting a really good multivitamin is essential. A balanced multivitamin is essential with the minerals and vitamins, and not just zeroing in on one particular supplement by itself. The CBS enzyme needs, for example, it needs adequate molybdenum. My patients call it Molly B. Molly B. Molybdenum is a fabulous nutrient for helping sulfur metabolism. But you have to also have vitamin B6, and you have to have thiamine, vitamin B1. So, and you can't get these easily. And developing a program that is workable. So many patients get tired of having 6 bottles in front of them or 15 bottles of nutritional supplements. I encourage simplicity, developing a good program that is workable and simple, but of the utmost quality, I think is critical for our patients.
So well said, and I want to thank you for being on the show. We learned a lot.
Thank you so much, Dana. It's been a pleasure, and I wish our listeners well, and to your health and to their health, thank you so much.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. As our lives move forward, I'm reminded that every day is a new day, every minute's a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.